danger. It's danger.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
You're wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Made for everybody.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday. My wisdom tooth is hurting today.
We could tell. Yo, was kind of light this morning.
I got my wisdom tooth pulled on Monday. For whatever reason, it's kind of hurting today.
We can tell.
Oh, we got a little package in the mail today for the Breakfast Club. Let's
see. Okay, what's in that package?
It wasn't hurting the past couple days.
Hold on. Let me see. Let's see what this is.
What you got?
It came from Simon & Schuster.
Oh,
okay. That might be my books.
Via Messenger.
Okay. No. That's probably
Hold
my
on.
Books.
Let's hope this is not some other books.
It might be
some other books, and Charlamagne still hasn't given us our
I'm
books.
I'm pretty sure that's Black Privilege. Opportunity comes to those who create it. In bookstores, April 18th.
Oh, wow.
I was up at Touchtone Simon & Schuster yesterday signing about 300 of those things, because they'll be out in a couple weeks.
Well, these are some different books.
No,
I'm kidding,
man.
No, I'm kidding. Yes, these are.
I'm about to say.
Oh, we finally got our copies of Charlamagne's
book. Drop one of Clues Bomb for that, damn it. Okay?
Took long enough.
Let's see if it's signed.
What you mean? The books don't come out for another 2 weeks.
Everybody else got them.
That's not true. They just got them this week.
Look, how come it's all bent up like this already?
Hey, man, ask the white people. I don't know. All I know is that the book will be out April 18th. Opportunity comes to those who create it. Black Privilege. You can pre-order now at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles.
All right.
All those good places like that. How's your daughter?
She's doing better. We transferred her. The hospital she was in was not a pediatrics hospital, so we had to transfer her to another hospital. And I got a shout-out to our good friend Dr. Oz.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you know people and you don't, or I know people and I don't necessarily use them when I need to.
Mm.
And I didn't even think to call Dr. Oz. And yesterday I called Dr. Oz, and he was on vacation. And he took my phone call, I guess in between him, you know, chilling on the beach, you know, like took my phone call, told me what he thought and told me what I needed to do. So we transferred her to another hospital. She is doing better. The rashes are, they're coming down. There's not as many rashes.
Oh, that's good.
They're lightening up. And she's still in a little bit of pain, but it's not as bad as it was the day before. So
what did they say is wrong?
They don't necessarily know.
Because if she has some type of allergy, you want to make sure she
has
knows.
No allergy. It's not, you know, didn't have an allergic reaction. They believe maybe it's a staph infection or it's a strep rash. Mm. So what they're doing is they're giving her antibiotics for everything to see what goes down. And so far, everything is going down. So shout to my wife, Gia. I know she's probably sleeping. She hasn't been home in 3 days. She's been at the hospital all 3 days. I've been home trying to man the fort, which is pretty much impossible without my wife. Like, you know, it's been pizza every night. I ain't cooking, man. It's been
the kids
pizza,
are probably
man.
Having a blast.
Been pizza every night.
That's why women are so important. Women make a house a home.
Three days without a woman.
Laundry is dumb high. Ain't nothing I can do about that.
You're backed up.
Yeah, I'm backed up. I mean,
the funny thing is when those type of situations happen, sex is the least of your concerns.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The house right now is a mess. There's toys everywhere. When she gets home, I got to find a clean lady just to clean. So when she comes home, it's nice. But right now, the house is effed up, but the baby girl is doing good. So I got a shout to Dr. Oz for helping me out. Also, shout to Aunt V. And shout to Karen, who really came through yesterday and made sure everybody was okay. And, you know, yesterday I had to take a brief moment because we had to go to the Universal Circus.
The Universal Circus.
Uh-oh, they had pit bulls with lion manes on them.
We didn't see any of that.
No, there was none of that.
They had Rottweilers balancing balls on their nose.
No.
No, they had some amazing, amazing performers, though.
Did the clowns have bulletproof vests?
No.
And bottles of cognac?
Nope. They had some ill contortionists. They had
one little kid that was, they was throwing him all over the place, up high in the air.
Yeah.
It was like 10 people standing on top of each other, and then they threw him all the way to the top.
What'd they call him, an orphan?
Nah. He was good. He was very talented. When we were actually leaving, we yelled out the window like, yo, you did a great job. And he got mad hype.
Yeah, so.
So shout out to him. But we had a good time.
It was a dope time. Dope time. Had a great time at the circus, all right? Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, we are going to talk about Michael Flynn. He served briefly as National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump. And now he has some information about the president's ties to Russia. But he wants immunity. Also, if you're in Atlanta or anywhere, I'm sure you guys saw the video footage and the pictures of what happened on Interstate 85. We'll give you the information on how that collapsed.
And also, we got two special guests joining us today. It's going to be an action-packed show. Mary J. Blige will be in the building.
Drop on a clues bomb for Mary J. Blige, damn it.
And we're going to talk to Mary about everything going on in her life right now. And also, Young Dolph will be here. So we're going to kick it with Young Dolph.
Drop on the clues bombs for Young Dolph, damn it.
We got a lot going on this morning. Keep it locked. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's Friday, and it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's Bounce Back.
Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks.
We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're feeling blessed out there, call us up right now, 800-585-1051. Maybe it's your birthday. Maybe you're celebrating something positive. Whatever it may be. You want to spread some positivity, call us right
maybe
now.
Maybe you love Fridays.
Maybe the baby's not yours.
It could be.
Maybe it is.
That's blessed. That could be a blessing as well. All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Now, our NCAA tournament, of course, is tomorrow night.
Let's talk about that.
Charlamagne's Cox will be against Gonzaga.
First of all, you show some respect and say the South Carolina Gamecocks. Drop one of clues bombs for them. They play at 3:06 p.m. in Phoenix.
6:09 Eastern Time.
Yes.
And Oregon plays North Carolina right after that at 8:49 p.m.
Yes, but, you know, it's all Gamecocks all day. Salute to the 843. Salute to everybody that listens to us on Hot 103.9 in Columbia, South Carolina. That is my wife's alma mater. Mm-hmm. The University of South Carolina. I had a lot of unprotected sex in those dorm rooms, so I feel like I went there too.
My goodness. All right, now let's talk about what happened in I-85 in Atlanta.
Right, there was a fireball that collapsed a portion of Interstate 85, and motorists obviously were backed up for about 5 miles. Fortunately, there were no fatalities, which is amazing because so many people use that highway. Now, what they are saying is that concrete started falling from under the bridge. Firefighters were asked to step back, and then 2 minutes later, the highway fell. Hmm. I don't know what happened. They are still investigating. They said it's not linked to terrorism. And according to Kasim Reed, the mayor of Atlanta, he said that an investigation is underway. They don't know whether it's going to take several weeks to several months to repair. Mm. But in the meantime, you can expect lots of traffic. I wouldn't want to drive on there.
See, I'm a hypochondriac. After that. I hate stories like that because now every time I'm on the highway, I'm going to be thinking about the damn highway collapsing.
And you don't know if it's going to collapse somewhere else.
Right. Yeah. Yet another thing I got to put on my list to worry about.
But you know what? I'm surprised and I'm also happy that nobody died. I mean, that bridge.
Can you imagine?
Dropped like that and there was nobody on that bridge during rush hour traffic. That's amazing.
They said it was a lot of smoke before it collapsed and cars were still driving past through the smoke. I don't care how late I am for something. I got to turn around and go back.
Yeah, you know what they say? Where there's smoke, there could be a highway collapse. Or it could be somebody smoking a cigarette.
I didn't hear that. Now, what else are we talking about on front page?
We're talking about Michael Flynn. Mm-hmm. He was National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump very briefly before having to step down. Now, he wants to testify, and he wants to testify about the president's ties to Russia.
Do what you got
to
do, bro.
But he wants immunity in exchange for testifying. Now, if you recall, he was the same person that was having people chant lock her up during last summer's Republican National Convention, and that was in reference to Hillary Clinton. And he had some very negative things to say about people who asked for immunity. Check it out.
Around her have been given immunity, to include her former chief of staff. When you are given immunity, that means that you've probably committed a crime.
Well, thanks for letting us know, Michael Flynn, that you probably committed a crime.
Pretty much.
We appreciate you.
Well, according to his attorney, they're saying that no reasonable person who has the benefit advice from counsel would submit to questioning in such a highly politicized witch hunt environment without assurances against unfair protection. He had to resign from his role in the Trump administration because he had discussed U.S. sanctions against Russia with Russian ambassadors before Trump took office and initially had said he had no contact.
Well, at this point in the game, it's safe to say this Trump administration thing is going crash and burn. And I just want to know at this point,
when?
What network is getting the rights to the miniseries?
Bro.
Because this miniseries is going to be fire.
How many things can happen before? I'm very interested to hear what he has to say.
Okay. All right. Well, that's front page news. Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Call us right now. If you're upset, vent to us. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
You're bad like action movie.
Just if you beat rough tonight, not smoothly. Level you unruly.
You getting mad?
Why we got an issue, bro?
Because you brought some shit up that I ain't like. Don't play me. Do your Google.
Why you mad? At 1-800-585-1051.
Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Tiana.
Hey, mama, tell them why you mad.
I'm mad because I live in Atlanta, and I take 85 to get to work. And so now,
uh-oh,
I already work 40 minutes away. So you know how I gotta go around? Imagine how long that's gonna take. It's take 45 minutes to go through 85.
But you know what? You better be glad that nothing happened. You better be glad you wasn't driving on there when the bridge collapsed.
That's true. I'm really kind of blessed too, because normally I have to work overtime. So yesterday I would have been in that traffic if I had to work overtime.
So that's some good news. Now you know you gotta leave extra early, though.
I got a question for everybody in Atlanta.
What's that?
Why yesterday everybody chose not to take I-85? Any other time, I've been hearing mad people say, oh, man, I take that road all the time. Why yesterday nobody decided to take
I-85? I did when I went home, but I guess...
Not at that time.
Thank God.
So I don't know. I'm glad I wasn't there,
because
I would have been pissed off. I know some friends that didn't get home
until
after 11.
I thought you'd have been pissed off. You might have been dead.
That's true. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Harlem Dean. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, what's up? Tell him why you mad.
Yo, I was listening to you yesterday, DJ Envy, man. I'm mad because I heard the situation was going on with your kid.
Yeah,
and
man,
I'm glad everything turned out positive. But, yo, I had the same symptoms, and I got this virus. What is bacteria called? Endocarditis.
Mm.
And what it did, man, it ate up a large part of one of my heart valves. So I got a prosthetic heart valve right now. So it was crazy. But, yeah, if you look that up, man, hopefully that's not an issue. But, you know, it's a lot of things going on with the youth and the heart right now, especially with African Americans. So, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not
I'm
three.
Mad about that.
Envy's daughter probably can't use what you use.
Nah, but
three.
The crazy thing about it is I have so many friends that's been calling me that they had problems or situations with their kids. So I've been asking my doctor about everything. What about this? They was like, no, she doesn't have that symptom. What about this? They'd be like, no, she doesn't have that symptom. But I appreciate all the love and everybody really caring and telling me about their situation, because I've been asking the doctor every last thing, and we've been testing for everything. But it's looking good. She's clearing up. So
that's good.
Just
news.
Keep our fingers crossed and keep praying.
Absolutely.
Hello, who's this?
This is Nicey from Houston, Texas.
Hey, tell them why you mad, mama.
No, I'm actually blessed.
Why are you blessed?
Due to the fact, because this time last week, my mother was found unresponsive, and as of today, she's back up, talking and smiling, and it's going to be a long process, but I'm blessed to have her in my life.
There you go.
All right.
I love everybody waking up looking at the bright side this morning. Why
absolutely
not?
Absolutely. And if you feel blessed, you can call us right now. 800-585-1051. You want to spread some positivity? Maybe it's your birthday. Whatever it may be, call us up right now. Tell us why you're blessed. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Sam.
Hey, mama. Tell them why you blessed.
I'm blessed because it's Friday. Y'all picked up the phone. I'm chilling with my homeboy at work. Shout out to Zay, Travis, and the rest of the Ice House.
Where you work at? The Ice House?
Ice House, yep.
What is that?
I'm at
Plant
Vogel in Whitesboro, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Up to Augusta.
Well, good morning to you. You sound very cheery. You sound like somebody's future grandma.
I am somebody's grandma in the future, Charlamagne.
I know. I can hear it in your voice.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? This is B from Vallejo, California, man.
Tell them why you blessed, bro.
Hey, man, you know, 2 years ago, it wasn't looking good for your boy. I was out there in the Commonwealth finishing school, you know, and got caught up with the police over some bull, you know, and I just want to say I'm blessed because now, you know, I'm doing good. All that stuff is behind me. You know, I thought they was going to wash me. They was trying to give your boy 5 years.
What kind of was? Virginia?
Yeah.
By the way.
You went to Norfolk or Hampton?
I was in Lynchburg.
Oh, wow, Lynchburg.
It's bad, man. You know, I went out there. I'm from California. You know, I'm one with the marijuana, and you know, I got caught up with a little marijuana, and that was my first time in about 29 years. going to jail, and I was the last kid of my mom's six that, you know, ever went to jail. Like, everybody been to jail but me.
Congratulations. You kept family tradition alive. Hey, you know what else I hate? I hate when people say things like, I got caught up with the police. You didn't get caught up with the police. You did something, and the police came to get you.
Nah, well, honestly, I was in my home, bruh, you know, and I just got off work, and I guess they was patrolling the apartment complex. And
you was in there doing something you ain't had no business doing.
True indeed. And, you know, God blessed me, and now I graduated. You feel me? I got my degree.
Good for you. What you get your degree in?
Business administration.
Okay.
So, you know, I went out there for football, and then, you know, I got injured my senior year and continued to through school, finished school. I'm the first one in my family since my uncle, which is in his 60s, that got the BA, you know what I mean?
Congrats, bro, and I'm glad you made it out of there. I mean, if you go to school in Virginia, you got to be extra careful. I mean, it's a commonwealth. A lot of times it feels like they make up their own laws. I was out there. I got into trouble, too, but I was able to get up out of there as well. But good luck, bro. Yeah. Have a good weekend.
I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one. Be blessed, man.
You too. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Camille.
You calling because you blessed this morning?
I am.
All right, tell us why you blessed, mama.
My support system. There's been times where I didn't believe in myself, but my parents, I have four parents, a mom, a dad, a stepmom, and a stepdad.
Okay.
They've always been there for me no matter what.
That's great
my
news.
Sister, friends who, you know, prayed for me, prayed with me, and I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for all of them. I might not tell them every day, you know, but at the end of the day, they mean so much to me. I'm so thankful for them. And without them, I probably would not be where I am today.
Okay. All right, well, that's very sweet, and that's why you always got to show appreciation and gratitude. A lot of times we get mad at people when they don't do what they're supposed to, but when they do great things, we always got to show appreciation.
Gratitude absolutely should always be your attitude.
All right, tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. And don't forget, next hour, Mary J. Blige.
Mary J.
The
Blige, the icon, the legend.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know what y'all think about Mary J. Blige. I'm telling y'all that Mary J. Blige is the queen of hip-hop soul. She need a statue in this culture. You hear
Mary
me?
Mary J. Right. Blige.
And if you haven't heard her new joint yet, we're going to premiere that during the People's Choice Mix. It's Mary J. Blige featuring Kanye West.
Actually a tough tune.
Yes. Love yourself.
Tough tune.
All right, but we got rumors on the way.
Yes. You know who else put out some new music?
Who?
Kendrick.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. That's too.
Another tough tune.
All right, we're going to talk about it.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We are The Breakfast Club.
Yes, indeed.
Let's get in some front page. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's get to the rumors. We're talking Kendrick Lamar.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yeah. Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Kendrick Lamar wants you to stay humble. He put out a new song and video yesterday. Now, within the first 90 minutes that this video was on YouTube, it got 500,000 views.
Wow.
Drop on a clues bomb for Kendrick Lamar. Tough tune that record is.
It's a dope song.
And the video, though, the visual for it is amazing.
Video was dope, too.
You can see Kendrick as Jesus at the Last Supper. Did you guys see it? Y'all watched it, right?
Uh-huh. I saw it in clips. For some reason, I couldn't find the whole video. I even went on Tidal. I didn't see the whole video. I heard the song.
You can see it all over. And it's funny because I always use Grey Poupon at home, and he has the whole Grey Poupon.
Who was in the other car? I couldn't see it. The clip was too fast.
Oh, I didn't see who. I always watched the video twice. And Mike Will made it, by the way, produced this track.
Okay.
Also, now here's a little snippet of it if you haven't heard it yet.
Who that nigga thinking that he frontin' on me, man? Get the fuck off my stage, I'm the same man. Get the fuck off my bitch, that ain't right. I make a play, fucking up your whole life.
Oh, that's what Mike Will was talking about when we talked to him earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
He said the record was coming, yeah.
Yeah. Because you asked him if he did anything that was, like, socially conscious.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Anything with some, like, real lyricists. Because, you know, a lot of the artists Mike Will work with are, like, you know, party
We kind of knew it was Kendrick because Kendrick's on Mike Will's album also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said Kendrick, yep.
Yep, Kendrick's album is coming out April 7th. Here's a little bit more why you should stay humble.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. Levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble. Hold up, bitch. Sit down.
People feel like he's talking about Big Sean.
Oh my God. Again. Why? Why do they just, always got to be talking about somebody? It's just rap. Is this what we're going to do with every rap record that comes out now?
Yes. That's what they're going to do.
Well, they feel like whoever he was talking about in The Hard Part 4 is the same person because he said, my left stroke just went viral, right stroke put little baby in a spiral. So he's left stroke, then the right stroke,
oh,
and the little bitch.
Oh, my God.
I can't analyze like these people be analyzing. I just thought it was a good tune.
I'm too old to recognize the subliminals now. I just thought it was tough bars, tough beat, dope tune. We was having a discussion in the room. You know, our board op Emezy said that he don't feel like Kendrick is spitting on the level of Big Sean right now. I've only heard two records from Kendrick, and I might have to agree with him. I still give a slight edge to Big Sean.
Really?
I still give a slight edge to Big Sean.
Even the one last week?
Yes.
I don't know.
It's a slight one. Not a slight one.
I don't know.
Y'all know why y'all keep sleeping on that boy from Detroit, Big Sean.
Nobody's sleeping on him.
Yeah, but I definitely wouldn't sleep on Kendrick.
Who's sleeping on Kendrick? I'm not sleeping on Kendrick at all.
I think Kendrick as a lyricist.
And I think Big Sean is a lyricist.
They both lyricists.
No, I said as a lyricist. Mm-hmm. I think he is upper echelon. I think Big Sean makes great songs, though.
No, I think Big Sean is an upper echelon lyricist, too. Absolutely.
But Kendrick, I don't know. I look at Kendrick as like another level.
I think they're right there. I can't wait to hear.
Let's see the
April
album.
7th.
Let's hear the whole album.
Let's see.
You heard the full Big Sean project. Let's hear the full.
I can't wait
Kendrick
to see what
project.
Happens April 7th.
Like I feel like I go to Big Sean for different things than I go to Kendrick for when I listen to it.
I'm just talking about bar for bar. That's why when they talk about battles, I would much rather see a Kendrick Lamar versus Big Sean than a Kendrick Lamar versus Drake. I think Kendrick Lamar washes Drake. It's not even close. I think Kendrick Lamar and Big Sean are much closer than people
so
think.
So you think Big Sean washes Drake also in that manner?
Without question.
All right, now let's discuss Uber Bay. We told you this story yesterday about Uber Bay and how she was driving an Uber, found out her boyfriend was cheating on her because she had to pick up the side chick from the airport.
That's so crazy.
And then drive her to her boyfriend's house. Well, Uber Bay is now saying that this whole entire story going viral has caused her a lot of issues. Here's what she said.
They're acting like I intentionally had this set up. Police showed up to my job. I gave them the trash bag because I don't know if there was luggage. He still texted me today because I have not blocked his number. The only reason I haven't blocked his number because his mom is threatening me. If I post his picture, if I say his name, defamation of character, I'm not calling him anything. So it's just like, you're doing too much.
All right, well, that's Uber Bay, so she's got to be careful. She can't say nobody's name or she'll get sued.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
That was Chris Brown with Party. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
The queen is here.
The legend, Miss Mary J. Blige. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. We were just talking about you because you have a new album coming out that you just announced.
Yes.
And I love it, the timing of it, the strength of a woman.
Yes.
Yeah, it seems very fitting with the whole Women's March and women just being at the forefront of this resistance against this administration. So when did you start working on it?
Well, it goes out to everybody, but it's about me and how I've been resilient through my life. Just, I mean, I've had to survive so many things, and here I am surviving something else. And it's just about me and my strength as a woman and how, you know, it's gotten me through. But I started recording the album like a year ago. Started writing it from a perspective of a woman fighting for her marriage. Mm. I wanted it. No matter what, I wanted to keep it. I loved him. I wanted to stay. But then, of course, it didn't turn out that way. So everything, you know.
Did he not want it as much as you did?
He didn't.
So clearly,
how could you not want to be with Mary J. Blige?
I mean, when someone loves someone else, it's nothing you could do.
Jesus,
you know, Christ. You just want to be with that person. And it's whack. but that's what I'm suffering through right now.
I saw you tweet out, I just can't deny the fact that we don't belong together. Is that like a harsh realization?
Well, yeah, it is. It's harsh, but it's cool. You know, other than, I mean, realizing that coming out right now inside this divorce, I'm cool. If I wasn't going through all of it, I mean, I'm not happy that I'm dealing with it, but if I wasn't dealing with it, if that wasn't a part of my life, I'd be so happy. Like, I'd be soaring. But, you know, I have to keep my head up and try to let people see how I'm going to come out of this, because everybody's watching to see if I'm going to crack up, to see if I'm going to spaz out, to see if I'm going to get petty. I'm going to get a little petty because I'm affected by it.
Y'all,
you know? So, you know, but other than that, you know, I'm just trying to get through it, and it's really ugly and it's terrible.
What was the turning point? Because, I mean, you guys spent so much time together. I mean, he was not just your husband, he was also your manager. So what was the turning point where you knew it was going down the wrong road?
When everything I said didn't mean anything, and I was nothing I ever did was good enough, and I was never smart enough, and I was not, you know, just nothing was good enough. Nothing could satisfy him.
Mary J. Blige not smart enough?
Do you sometimes feel like it's a man's insecurity? It's a man's insecurity to be with somebody that is in the spotlight like you
so
are.
So powerful.
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying, but I gave him too much power. Mm-hmm. I gave him everything. Mm-hmm. I said, here, take it all. Manage me. Love me. Protect me. Do it all. And mm-hmm. he didn't handle it right. But I gave him that so he could feel secure.
Mm-hmm.
And he still wasn't secure, so it just was never enough. So what can you do?
Did he come to you as a man and say, listen, this isn't working for me, I love somebody else? Or was it you finding out and saying, I found these things?
Of course not. He didn't come to me like a man. This is why it's just, this is why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
If he'd have come to me like a man, I wouldn't, we would be here. But I wouldn't feel the way I feel. I right. feel like he just spit in my face and pulled the rug from under my feet, because he knew he loved someone else. He knew he wanted a harem and a bunch, you know, he knew he wanted what he wanted. Mm-hmm. This chick and a bunch of chicks and all the other stuff that was going on.
Did you feel like a lot of people knew about it before you did?
Yeah. I knew, you know, as a woman, you have intuition. I knew something, but I just couldn't prove it. But the moment I was able to prove it, I was out of there.
Now, if he had kept it honest with you, you think you'd have been able to be one of those women who can let their man have another woman?
No, I don't think so. I mean, not this particular person. Anybody but her. Mm-hmm.
Somebody y'all know, like a friend?
It's just, it was a problem, one of the problems. So at the end of the day, I don't think I would have been able to share, you know? I don't think I would have been able to share, but I probably would have tried.
Really?
I definitely would have tried, because, I mean, when you love someone, you would do anything for them.
Mm.
Anything. I would have done anything for them.
But you should really love somebody that would do anything for you, too.
But when you're in love with someone and you have lost yourself and you're insecure and you're going through all these things, you don't even see yourself anymore. You just see what he wants. Mm. You know, it doesn't matter. You're just fighting for your marriage. So just being honest, you know, I would have done anything for him. But when I realized that he wouldn't have done anything for me, it was like, oh, this is, I'm out of here. Like, this is not who I am.
Right.
I'm not this woman. I'm a woman that's strong, that's resilient, that does not have to deal with this type of nonsense. So I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's why it bugs me out, because I'm like, I don't feel like anything could make you feel insecure at this point in your life. Being that all that you've been through, like, I can't see a man making you feel down about yourself at this point in your life.
Well, it's manipulation, you know. When a person has this much power over you, they can get in and chip away at who you are. Like, who the depths of you. Like, little things like, you know, that you said to them. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't like my nose. They'll start chipping away
at
your nose.
They know your weaknesses.
Exactly. So they'll start chipping away, and you start believing. It's called manipulation, you know.
Absolutely.
101. You know, and people are mean when they do that kind of stuff to you, and you believe it and you love them, so you want to fix it. Or my ex-wife would have said this, you know, she knows how to have a conversation, you know. So it's like, oh, I want to be like your ex-wife. I want to know how to have a conversation too.
You said your ex-wife ain't sell 40-50 million records either.
Trying to dumb me down. So no matter what I did, okay, I made a hot record by myself. Oh, but you didn't do this. That's not hot enough. Oh, well, my sister is the shit. I love her. I think she rocks me. Well, she's not doing this. Anything I do and anything I say, he chips. Mm-hmm. Oh, your fans don't love you no more. They hate you.
Yeah, right.
They don't love you. They think you need a break and blah, blah, blah. And, like, these little things, man. When you're in it and you're just in it, and you can't see yourself until you're away from it. And you see how much you lost yourself.
The thing is, you were married and you guys spent so much time together. So that literally became your lover, your best friend. And you thought he was your protector.
So I thought,
see that it wasn't. Now,
why you ain't gonna have some drinks and go hit the club, do the merry dance?
Because I wasn't drinking then.
What was the day when you got out, when you was like, enough's enough, I'm turning, this is it? Like, what got you to that point? Who was with you? Who helped you during that point?
My sister was there. I actually did a divorce warning. The divorce that we're in now is the actual divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I did a warning divorce. Like, I actually went, had my sister meet me down at the divorce lawyer's office, and I was going to do it.
You just wanted to straighten them out?
No, I was actually going to do it, but I found out how it was going to come out, and it was going to come out in TMZ, and everybody was going to get it. And my
public.
And so I thought about his mom and his father. I was like, oh, God, they're going to be suffering. They're going to be sad. My mom, everybody's going to be suffering. This is going to be whack. So I didn't do it. But I got the papers, and I showed them. I was like, look, this is what I'm going to do. If you don't stop doing what I think you're doing, I'm out of here.
You gave him a chance.
Gave him a warning. But he proved that he loved this person. He wanted her.
How? So
I don't want to go into details. Right. It's just, he just showed me that he didn't want me. Mm-hmm. Period. That's why I'm here. I mean, I did a bit. I was in the marriage for 13 years, been with the man for 16.
13 years? It was
yeah.
That
so, all respect, you know, I did what I did what I was supposed to do as a wife, but when it was just like, okay, he doesn't want you, I gotta go.
All right, now we got more with Mary J. Blige. When we come back, we still got to talk more can do. We'll talk about the divorce, the alimony, all that. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're back. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have the legend in the building, Mary J. Blige. Charlamagne?
It's being reported now that he wants $100,000 in child support a month. Are you prepared to kick that out to him?
Absolutely not. I'm not. And I'm not just not just for no reason at all, because you don't even deserve that.
And that's not their child.
Yeah, together, I don't think it's child.
I don't even have kids.
Right. That's not
I don't have any
together.
Children right. with him. So I'm not responsible for your children, mm-hmm. your mom, your new girlfriend, your ex-wife. I'm not responsible for all of
right.
that. So don't do me that. Don't do that. Don't come at me.
At the
like
least
that.
You can do is leave yeah. my finances alone after everything that happened.
You're not deserving of anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. what makes you think that you yeah. can ask for that?
Especially if you leave me for another woman. You can't
you should
come
feel bad enough
no
you
bread.
Did me dirty. Now, for you being on tour and throwing yourself into doing this new album and all of that, is that therapeutic and helpful for you and during
absolutely.
This time?
It's how I survive. Writing my songs, singing my songs, making this album is definitely a therapy session. And being on stage and giving all the energy to my fans and having us crying and you know, going through all the things we go through together.
I ain't gonna lie, I almost helpful. Cried on that tour when
yeah,
we went
yeah, me
to
and Envy went to
I
go see you.
I tearing up a little bit, man.
What's on?
Mary was singing. You could just tell it was just coming from a different spot. It was just her heart, and she was singing. I was like, I had a little tear in my eye.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Mary. Expectations are very high for this album because everybody feels like Mary J. Blige makes her best music when she's hurting.
Okay. That's fine. The expectations are high. But, I mean, what this Mary J. Blige realizes that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, you can't just be, you know, like, ready to slit your wrist, you know, which
at
I'm
all.
Not ready to slit my wrist. I'm actually, this is probably one of the best things that happened to me in a long time is this divorce, because it's really showing me how much love I didn't have for myself.
Right.
And how much I need to love myself, like, really love myself, like, pamper myself, take care of myself. All the things that I was neglected do for myself,
right.
you know, and handle my business. Take care of Mary J. Blige. Like, I'm my manager, right? You know, I am, even though I have team, you know, partners, I'm really in this thing now, because you just never know who. My business was on hold, stagnant, because he took his hands off.
He was neglecting
exactly,
the business side of it.
Exactly. And on top of that, telling me my fans didn't like me and they was tired of me. And like,
why would you believe that?
Like,
when you do shows, that should negate all of that. You
know? I don't even go to concerts like that. And I was like, I am going to this Mary J. Blige and Maxwell concert. I want to see Mary. I was there front and center in the audience, not in no VIP or
well,
nothing.
Thank you. I'm going to say it again. When you're in it, you just sometimes you can't really see it. You just see what this person is saying, and it's bigger to you than what you think. That's why I said this is really good what's happening to me, because it's showing me how much I lost myself, how much I stopped loving myself, how much I stopped believing right in the middle. Like, nobody even knew. Everybody like, oh, Mary's happy, 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 and Mary, Mary, Mary. But nobody knew I was suffering, 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 and dying, dying, dying. But, you know, having to still protect this person and protect the marriage that wasn't trying to protect me, and having to fight for the marriage that wasn't trying to fight for me.
Did your family and friends have any inkling like that? Were they like, you got to get rid of him? Or were they loving him? Like, he's great.
Or
he's
did they
perfect.
Not know?
Nah, they see what up my family. If I love him, they love him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I mean, there's always like, you know, somebody that has one eye on him. But people don't want to get involved, because when you get involved with things like that and you tell on the person that you see them out in the street, what if that couple ends up back together?
Right.
And then they're looking at you.
Happens
like
all the time.
You know, so that's why people don't really want to get involved. But after the divorce, I mean, so many people. Yo,
But it's hard to tell somebody that. Like, if you see Mary's, you know, when she was happily married, so she thought, if you see him out in the club and you go and you're like, yo, I see him with a chick, you know, like, and she stays with him, then all of a sudden you're not cool with either one of them anymore because you went and said something and then he's going to say, that's not true, I was doing this, this, and that, and now you look crazy. And sometimes it's hard for people to tell someone they love some bad news.
Exactly. Truth coming from your friend is like the real deal. It's like, oh, God, now I got to go divorce this guy.
Right.
But, yeah.
One of your favorite songs of mine is Be Happy. Mm-hmm. Are you capable of being happy, Mary?
Yeah, I'm capable of it. Right now, I am happy. If I wasn't going through this divorce, I'd be levitating because my life is good. Like, I got myself back. I'm having a hard time with a lot of things, you know. But overall, I got myself back. I got Mary Jane Blige, the Mary that got me here back.
Right.
Because I completely lost her to, you know, you're not this and you ain't this and, you know, you're not, you know, so...
That surprises me so much, though, because you've been through so much. You've been through abusive relationships. You've been through that. So it almost seems like you should see it immediately when somebody tries to chip down at you, you know, and try to dumb you down. You know?
Not when you desperately want to be loved. And it's somebody wasn't... looking at this guy like, oh, my God, I never even thought I could get somebody like you. And you get him.
We look at him like he was lucky.
I said.
That's how we look at it.
But we look at as women, when we love you, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
Like me anyway. When I love you, I love you. I don't care how you look. I don't care what you got. You could be broke. You could be this, this, that, and that. I mean, we're not doing that no more. Right. I'm going to be very, very selective about my men now.
I learned my lesson.
Right.
You about to have a whole bunch of broke dudes lining up outside right now waiting for you. Stop, Mary. I'm here for you,
I'm a good man. But he wasn't like that in the beginning, I'm sure. So that's why it was easy.
He was a nice guy that I loved to hang out with. Then he became this dude that I was like, oh, I don't even know you and I don't want to hang out with you. And, you know.
Do you think you give too much in a relationship? That's why people try to take advantage of you? Because you said you let him manage you. You let him do everything. You basically gave him too much control where he felt like, you know, he can run you and control you.
I definitely gave too much.
Have you moved on? Have you started dating again and have you gone out or?
I'm not dating. I'm not dating.
She's like, let me fix me first.
I'm nervous right now. I just want to chill and get through this divorce. And whatever happens, happens, and I'll just have, a good time, you know, and I'm having fun.
Now, has Angie Martinez been in your corner? Because you helped her out a lot.
Absolutely. Book, that's my friend.
She said she was dead broke, and you went to check cashier spot and cashed
gave
a check.
Gave her a check.
Yeah, gave her some money.
This is when Mary was popping at this time.
And Mary and Angie going into a check cashing place.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
In the middle. Why did she have a check on her?
I don't know why. I love that story because it's so her. She's so regular. She's such a regular girl.
First of all, I love Angie's book. But why you ain't have a bank account?
Stop this to my friend. Stop that. That's my friend. That's my homegirl. That's like my sister.
Yes.
Like when I celebrate my birthdays, I call her. Mm-hmm. And all of us Capricorns get together and we celebrate. And so, yeah, Angie's been, she's been there, with one eye, you know? So, yeah.
Are you ready for the press run? Or something that... you almost have to do because you got the album coming out. Because, you know, everywhere you go, they're going to be asking you about the divorce, yada, yada, yada. Are you? Is that something you're really ready for?
I hate talking about this. I hate that I even have to deal with it.
Right.
But it's what my life is right now. Even if my album wasn't about this, I have to talk about this because it's who I am.
Right. I'm excited to hear this album.
Now, I already talk about the two album singles. A little bit, because I've been trying to get these records. I heard you got a dope record with Drake that you're going to let me play later on today.
Drake?
Kanye West.
Kanye, I'm sorry, Kanye.
Jesus Christ.
What's going on? She said, I do.
I know what it was. Mary had all this energy, and you thinking about hurt and pain, so you think about Drake, because he gives you that. So you think that they did a collaboration for this album.
With Kanye and me.
Yeah.
And you messed that all the way up.
All the way up. Jesus Christ.
And you have one of my favorites, Raphael Sadiq. I love him. I know you have a song with him on the album.
He gave me some strings on a song called Thank You. And the song that Kanye and I are on is called Love Yourself.
Mm.
Yeah. And I have Missy on here on the album. I have Quavo from the Migos.
Quavo?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Quavo.
I have DJ Khaled on the album.
Khaled, okay.
And they're on a song called Glow Up. And I mean, you know, I'm having fun.
We love your glow up.
Glow up is what you fun. Do after a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a new movie called Mudbox too, right?
Mudbound.
Mudbound.
Mudbox. What are you talking about? Mudbox.
That sounds awful.
Told me
she got that Mudbox.
Mudbox. Where's the Mudbox, LB? I want to know what a Mudbox is. What are you thinking about this one?
Mudbound. I'm sorry, Queen. Mudbound. What's that about?
Oh, God. It's a really serious film. It's a 40s time piece. It's about basically what we're living in right now with the situation we're living in, like how we really need each other, black and white, and relationship between a black family and a white family, and how, you know, no matter how much your son can go off to the war and serve, you know, the country and in those days, the racist people still have not gotten the memo. It's so much, it's one of those type of films.
Gotcha. Now, when you're soon to be ex, was like trying to talk down on you. Did he use like social media moments? Because I'm trying to think about what he could have used against you. The only thing I can think of is the chicken commercial.
Which he
and
did.
When you sang
well,
to Hillary.
Well, he can't use that against me because that's already like that's one of the biggest, most horrible things that have happened that mm-hmm. I've survived. Mm-hmm. And Hillary Clinton was not a bad thing. Hillary Clinton was actually a great thing. I just think that people took it out of context. And they took the piece where I was singing to her, which I'm an artist, so I have to sing these words to her so she can feel what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. But let's go to the song.
It ain't no secret, no secret, my friend. You can get killed just for living in your American skin.
I did a full interview leading up to that, that was received after everybody was like, she did the ass for this worst thing since Burger King. After people saw the interview, they were like, oh, I wanted people to see Hillary Clinton. Instead of seeing her as a politician, I wanted them to see her as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody was getting at her and mad at her, and I wanted her to win the election.
Yeah, we all did.
Right,
we
so did. I wanted women, mostly women, to see her. And when they saw the interview, they saw her.
Right.
You know, I mean, people, you know, they're going to do what they do. They're going to take the smallest thing. Oh, she's saying.
So people think that everything is so there. People are always trying to, especially on social media, just be like funny and try to take people
place.
Up. It's not a nice.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking. He probably grabbed it and said, see, look what they're saying about you.
Nah. I was already out of the marriage by then.
Gotcha.
Now, we had Faith Evans up here about a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked about a song that you guys did together.
Love Don't Live Here Anymore.
And she said that allegedly you didn't want your vocals on her song. Let's flash back when Faith Evans was here.
Yeah, on my first album, we did a song together called Love Don't Live Here Anymore.
Wow.
And then at the time, the general manager, Bad Boy, called me like probably about 6 months after my album came out, like, Mary wants a voice off your album. Now you need to call. I was like, no, I don't. I mean, I didn't do nothing to her, so what am I going to call her for? I don't know what happened.
Right.
They didn't tell me what happened, so why are you telling me to call her?
I just re-recorded
the record, which I hated without her on it, but, you know.
That's not true. That's something I'm just hearing about.
Mm.
Right. I love that song. I love the duet that we did. I thought, every time I hear it, I'm like, well, what happened to my part?
So you don't even know why they took you off?
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Wow.
I know, I didn't say anything about
Faith thinks you asked to take the vocals off.
Well, they lied to her.
Right.
How was the tour, the Bad Boy tour? Because you were on tour with the whole Bad Boy family, did a couple of dates, and she was on there as well. How was going back to that era, and was that fun?
I wasn't on tour. I did a couple of dates, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a whole lot of fun, yeah.
You ever thought you see the day when Faith and Lil' Kim could be, like, cool with each other and do a song together?
No, I never thought I'd see the day. No.
I saw that old clip from Yo MTV Raps when you was freestyling with Grand Poo, but for some reason that went viral recently. When you see stuff like that, do you reminisce? Like, how does it make you feel?
Good. I think about the fun I used to have with Poobah and, you know, just how they embraced me, just how the guys in hip-hop embraced me. They had a lot more respect for us women in hip-hop, you know, back then.
Yeah.
Really? That was the Bitches Ain't Shit But Hoes and Tricks era.
No, it wasn't.
With Snoop and Dre and all that?
That's one song.
That was on the West Coast.
Exactly. That was, like on the East Coast, they show love.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you met Snoop and them, they respect me too. So, you know.
I wasn't one of them holes and tricks that was in that record. Those records. I don't
know. He's not talking about me. But that's the fact.
Well, if nobody ever told you, Mary J. Blige, you are a legend.
Absolutely.
You are our queen.
Thank you.
And we put you on the same level as the Patti LaBelle and the Aretha Franklin. Like, you're our generation's that.
And we appreciate
Thank you for joining us.
And we appreciate you for coming here and being really open every time that you come and sit down with us. I know it's not easy, especially going through so many different things.
Yeah, all your people was like, ease into the divorce talk. And you did it for us. Cool.
Well, it's my life right now. That's it.
All right. Well, we love you, Queen. I can't believe anybody could ever tell you different. You are a legend.
Thank you so much, y'all, man. Appreciate you.
You can pre-order the album right now. Go pre-order. The album comes out April 28th. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Drop on the clues bombs for Mary J. Blige, damn it. We got to protect Mary J. Blige at all costs, okay? She's a goddamn cultural icon. Y'all need to show her some freaking respect, okay?
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Bill Cosby.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, prosecutors are trying to use things that Bill Cosby has said in the past against him during his sex assault trial, that he would drug these women and sexually assault them. Now, they want to use his biography, Childhood, that he put out in 1991 to show that he's been obsessed with that aphrodisiac that was called Spanish Fly. And they also want to use an interview that he did about that book on the Larry King Show. They pulled up different clips of Bill Cosby talking about his fascination with drugs. Check it out.
I got a cup of it up on the night table there.
Spanish Fly was the thing.
I put it in the drink.
Coca-Cola, don't matter.
It didn't make it, and the girl would drink it, and
she said,
hello, America. You make me feel young again. You make me feel very excited. Look at me. My God.
Can't talk to a girl like that.
Yes, I'm sorry. I apologize.
I will counter that with Dave Chappelle's stand-up special. Mm-hmm. He saves and he rapes. He rapes and he saves. He saved more people than he raped. That's a good counter.
I don't know if that's a good defense.
He's still a rapist.
And by the way, Spanish Fly is sold in the sex store. It's like you can buy it in a sex store.
Yeah, you can buy it anywhere.
It's not like an illegal drug.
Right, they also want to use things that was supposedly that he felt like were supposed to be sealed. But we'll see what happens because, you know, I don't know if this is going to be a criminal case or what's going to happen. But
Bill
Cosby does have to.
It's legal if you use it on somebody and they don't know about it.
It's illegal.
Illegal, that's what I mean.
I bought it from a sex store before. They got the cola flavored. Remember, I poured it in a bottle of E&J and got drunk.
All right, well, Bill Cosby's criminal trial is going to begin on June 5th. So we'll see what happens. All right, Mel B and Stephen Belafonte, you know they are getting divorced, right? Mm-hmm. Mel B is going to be single again. They were
Spice
married,
Girls, right?
Yes, for 10 years, and she filed divorce papers. Nobody expected this. Well, what is the issue? A family member is talking about what happened. Stephen Belafonte's brother-in-law, Jeremiah Stansberry, actually did an interview with the morning show in Australia and said that it was the fun, loose, open parameters of their relationship that was disastrous. He said the problem was that Stephen took the idea and ran with it, thinking that Mel B's openness and willingness to play was a license to do whatever he wanted with whomever he wanted.
What do you mean play?
Essentially, they had like kind of an open relationship.
Oh.
In a way, but he might have just went a little overboard with it. And that's why for some people, open relationships don't end up working, because if one person takes too much advantage or does too many things, I guess it could...
Or screams too loud.
Potentially not work out. All right, Kodak Black, his Project Baby documentary is out. And
is he out of jail?
Nah, that's the thing. I didn't think he was.
Man, why y'all can't keep track of all the rappers that are in and out of jail?
I know,
you don't
Kevin
know Kevin Gates out of jail.
I know Kevin Gates.
Kodak Black out of jail.
Was released and then had to go back to jail. He was released in Florida and Polk County, and now he's in jail in Chicago, I believe, right?
Because he had a screening. Kodak Black had a screening last night, but I wasn't sure if he was
there. I don't
know
if he was there. I wanted to go.
Confused.
We were at the Universal Circus. Now, here's a little snippet of that documentary.
I talk about the struggle. I talk about how I got it now. I talk about when I was getting a kid here. I talk about everything, you know what I'm saying? Even if we ain't been through none of that, when you listening to my You gonna feel like you've been through it. It's like a movie. I feel like you in this movie right now. I don't rap, I illustrate. Everything I say is like you see it vividly.
I was listening to Kodak Black this morning.
Painting Pictures.
Painting Pictures.
It's a new album.
I like the record he got with Bun B called Candy Paint. That's a tough tune.
All right, and for people who thought that 50 Cent was going to be on this Chris Brown tour, and then there were rumors that he just pulled out suddenly and with no explanation, 50 Cent, according to his camp, is saying that he was supposed to be the lead guest on the tour after talking with Chris Brown's camp. Both sides agreed to his fee, but then Live Nation assumed that 50 Cent was in. They started putting out his name, putting out his image, doing promotional materials, but he never signed. They said that Live Nation and 50 Cent were hundreds of thousands of dollars apart when it came time to sign those papers on the term. So basically, they just couldn't afford Chris Brown. I mean, they couldn't afford 50 Cent on that Chris Brown tour. So if you were going to the tour and thought 50 Cent was going to be there and thought he just pulled out, they had never actually signed a deal.
Okay.
All right. Oh, and congratulations to Kiki Wyatt. She's pregnant. That's going to be her 9th baby.
Number 9?
Yes, her 9th child. Woo. So congratulations to her.
All right.
You know, Kiki, last year she was considering doing a reality show, Kiki Plus 8. But now I guess, you know, it would be
Kiki
Plus 9.
It just made me realize Kiki ain't popping no more. The only Kiki they acknowledge now is Kiki Palmer.
Well, this is Kiki Wyatt we're talking about.
No, I don't know. I can't think what she looked like. So
I just had to Google her.
Show me a picture. Flash. Let me get my memory back.
I don't know. I can't remember who she is.
Was she a singer, right?
Oh, my gosh. You guys, really?
No, I'm serious.
I don't remember. Yes. What song did she say? Sing a song.
I'm not going to sing her song.
Because you don't know it.
No.
You don't know.
She was on R&B Divas Atlanta and everything, so that's why.
Oh, yeah, that was a huge show.
It was.
What did she?
A lot of people watched that show.
Didn't she do something else, or did she stab somebody or something back in the day?
Yes.
Okay, never mind. Kiki Palmer. Drop on a clues bomb for Kiki Palmer, damn it. It's okay. It's okay. You good in the culture until another person with your name
comes
along.
You're right.
She had that song with
allegedly stabbing of husband. She allegedly stabbed the husband.
All right. My memory ain't all the way shot.
Christmas Day.
Okay, guys. All right.
Okay.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlemagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that dog to?
Listen, we need Michael Flynn to come to the congregation. Come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, please.
Congregate what?
You heard what I said.
Okay.
Consternation.
We'll do that when we come back.
Don.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
In my next lifetime, when I get wisdom teeth removed, I'm not coming into work. Just want y'all to know that, by the way.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, March 31st, goes to former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, a.k.a. I'm Telling. And I don't blame him, okay, because this is bigger than Michael Flynn now. All right, and I know you're sitting out there wondering, what is Michael Flynn telling and who is he telling on? Well, we don't know yet, but Michael Flynn has reportedly offered the FBI an interview in exchange for immunity. Yes, Michael Flynn has the FBI and the House and Senate Intelligence Committees said he will agree to be interviewed by officials investigating possible ties between Trump's campaign and Russia in exchange for immunity from prosecution. Now, if you have no idea who Michael Flynn is because you simply can't keep up with this amazing miniseries that is our administration, Michael Flynn was one of Trump's advisors. And in February, he resigned as National Security Advisor after it was revealed he discussed U.S. sanctions with the Russian ambassador to the United States before Trump's inauguration at a time when former President Barack Obama was about to announce the sanctions against Russia due to its meddling in the election. Now, I know you might have read Michael Flynn's lawyer's statements, or you might have just heard what I said and said to yourself, I wish that liberal snowflake Charlemagne would shut the hell up. First of all, I don't claim a set. I'm not a liberal, conservative, nothing. I'm just me. That's number one. Number two, you're telling me to shut the hell up because you're saying to yourself, neither a request for immunity from prosecution nor a grant of immunity constitutes an admission of guilt. Okay, it does not mean the individual seeking immunity has committed a crime, only that he or she fears prosecution on the basis of their words, okay, which absent immunity they would not utter, instead invoking their Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination. I know you're probably thinking that because you read the statements from Michael Flynn's lawyer where he said, you know, Michael Flynn is the target of public demands by members of Congress and other political critics that he be criminally investigated, and no reasonable person who has the benefit of advice from counsel would submit to questioning in such a highly politicized witch hunt environment without assurances against unfair prosecution. Yeah, I read that BS too.
Okay, and all of that is probably true. But the reason Michael Flynn is getting Donkey of the Day and the reason Michael Flynn doesn't get to use that as an out is because back in September 2016, when reports surfaced that aides around Hillary Clinton had been granted immunity by the government in exchange for talking freely to the FBI about Clinton's private email server, Michael Flynn had this to say.
No individual too big to jail. That should include people like Hillary Clinton. I mean, five people around her have been given immunity, to include her former chief of staff. When you are given immunity, that means that you've probably committed a crime.
Well, based on your own logic,
you
Michael
told
Flynn.
You on yourself.
Based on your own logic, we will not allow you to switch up now, okay? Based on your logic, based on what you said, then you probably committed a crime. You made this bed, Michael Flynn, and now you're going to lie in it. The only thing I hate more than a liar is a liar that's also a hypocrite, okay? And you, Michael Flynn, are being a complete hypocrite right now. I once read a quote that said, a hypocrite is the kind of politician who would cut down a redwood tree, then mount the stump and make a speech for conservation, okay? That's exactly what you are doing right now, Michael Flynn. When you made these comments about Hillary Clinton's aides, you cut down the redwood tree. Now that you yourself are asking for immunity, you're standing by the stump telling us that we have to preserve the trees. Nah, bro. I want you to have that same energy you had in September 2016 when you said this.
No individual too big to jail. That should include people like Hillary Clinton. I mean, five people around her have been given immunity, to include her former chief of staff. When you are given immunity, that means that you've probably committed a crime.
Okay, you got to keep that same energy at all times, Michael Flynn.
Yo, for one, you have to see me when you come to the window, so you better have the same energy.
That same energy. Please give Michael Flynn the biggest hee-haw, please. All right, now I'm going to take me another ibuprofen, 800 milligram. So I may or may not be here with y'all in the next 10 to 15 minutes.
No, you're going to be here, and so is Young Dolph. All right, thank you for that Donkey of the Day. When we come back, Young Dolph will be in the building, so don't move. Of course, you know who Young Dolph is.
Should I take my drug now?
And also, of course, what happened in CIAA where they shot, 100 shots at his vehicle. So we'll talk about all that. Don't move.
Take my drugs now.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yes, I'm drunk, but I'm both right now. Got me talking about my life. I don't usually do this unless I'm drunk, but I'm both right now.
That was Gucci Mane with Both. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Young Dolph.
Yo.
Young Dolph in here looking very fresh. You look like money, young man.
Dolph always look fresh, though. Dolph is not, there's not too many artists that I call and check up on, but when the incident happened in North Carolina, I called and checked up on
Dolph. Which incident? It happened 2 years in a row.
Oh, well.
2 years in a row.
Yeah, didn't your truck get shot up at CIAA twice? The year before that, then the next year?
That wasn't my truck.
Oh, neither one?
That wasn't
me. All right.
Well, the last incident.
The last incident.
That Young Dolph was in the vehicle that the truck got shot up.
Well, he's bulletproof. So
Dolph will be back like 3 weeks later, like, hey, I'm good. I'm like, I know you're good now.
No, we was up here. I said, Envy, I said, you need to call Young Dolph and make sure he's okay, because, you know, that's a little crazy. And we were just out there, too.
Yeah.
We were out at CIAA. I'm not going to lie, that's part of the reason why I feel like sometimes we go places. If I don't have to be in the club or out, I just go mind my business, because I feel like sometimes just things just be happening, like, out of your control, you know?
No.
What happened in that incident? So that wasn't your truck, you wasn't in that vehicle, had nothing to do with you, or do you feel like it was for you?
Man, which one? What you talking about?
In CIAA. This year?
Man, one of them had nothing to do with me. I wasn't there.
Young Dolph still talk like he on the first 48.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Like, what?
But you do have bulletproof vehicles.
But know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I was there. Know what I'm saying? But we were trying to. What they were trying to do, they couldn't get it done. Mm-hmm. Know what I'm saying? You lose.
Now, do you move differently? Because you must have known the fact that the truck was bulletproof. Because we look on the IG and we know you got the cars. So you must have known, because you was in a bulletproof vehicle.
I just feel like I'm on a, you know, when you value life and you got so much going on, you got so many people that count on you, like, you got to secure the bag. And when I say secure the bag, it means secure everything in your life. You got to secure the bag for the little kids, everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I got to move right. It's just like the streets. What you got in the streets right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, the rap game ain't nothing but the streets. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's in the rap game? photo supposed to be trap, was supposed to be street. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In the streets, I ain't never trust nobody. Mm. So now, years later, and I'm on doing some whole nutters, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, now I don't trust nobody. Mm. So I just feel like, oh, this ain't how I'm moving. Cause I know I got people don't like me. Plenty of them. This ain't just started. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been having haters, big haters since I was 15, 16.
You feel like it's really more money, more problems?
Hell yeah. Certain people feed into it, and they let that, you know what I'm saying, like control where they going or what they doing or control their life. Man, I'm living life. I'm blessed.
Do you have to move like that when you're home as well, or is it a little easier at home?
At home, really, I'm in everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was out of town, so it wasn't that I was in a Ferrari or I was in a Wraith and a Porsche. Nah, you know what I'm saying? We on the road, so we riding in these Sprinters and trucks. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? At home, we probably have everything out.
Was the EP always going to be called Bulletproof, or did you decide that
no,
after the incident?
It wasn't even ever an EP. It wasn't ever a tape. Mm-hmm. I just went and did the whole tape.
So the tape is true. It's no, because we had...
We read the track.
So in the rumor report...
They shot and missed.
I went through the whole track listing in the rumor report. 100 shots in Charlotte, but I'm bulletproof.
I was like, that don't even sound real.
And I was like, no, this is really
that
the
what
track.
That's what it was for real. That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said. All right. I'm like, man, that don't even sound real. That's what happened when you get whoever... Anybody, like, apparently they know what they were doing. Mm. And you trying to... You shoot 100 times... And ain't no nothing shake, no nothing, no nobody hit no nothing. Y'all need to find another hobby. Y'all need to find something else to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what y'all playing and portraying to be, whatever y'all trying to do, y'all ain't good at it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, guess what? Hey, Young Dolphin Grid to break the bank on y'all ass. Mm-hmm. Just like that. Just because. First, I wasn't going to never talk about it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to do no nothing. You know what I'm saying? But everybody around me, they like, bro, This is a part of hip-hop history.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? They like, man, you know how many people wish they could hear it when they can talk about what you're talking about? And on top of that, it ain't no... Out of all of them, ain't been no this much going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, it's 100 shots. This is documented everywhere. I'm like, yeah, all right, man.
Do you feel like it's kind of inviting drama, though? Like, the name it Bulletproof is kind of like taunting, like on some na-na-na-na-na.
I don't even care. I don't even give a damn. That's what the whole thing is about. Like, me, I don't give a damn about it. I'm finna keep on doing what I've been doing. Take care of the family.
All right, we got more with Young Dolph when we come back. Don't move. That was a Young Dolph mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Young Dolph in the building. Charlamagne?
Now, you and Yo Gotti, man, why can't you and Gotti just come together and get this money? Ain't gonna never happen.
What you talking about, Charlamagne?
You put out the record where, you know, you talking about his baby mom and all that
bitch.
Stuff.
Play with your play
oh,
with your
you
bitch.
Talking about the hardest diss song ever dropped. That's what you talking about.
Now, where did that come from? Because I never thought Dolph would do a diss record. I think you said before,
it's not a diss record, it's just facts.
I would just, you know, if I have a problem with you, I'll see you when I see you. What made you do this record?
When I got one person come to me and said, bro, you heard this? Like, nah, I don't even listen to this or that. I ain't even listen for this or that. I'm like, listen to this. Then you're like, hey, this one come out, listen to this. Like, then you got everybody to come to you. I'm like, okay, so you want to play? Don't play with me.
You finally came out. You said, don't play with me. You said you used to serve as big brother Bricks.
Hell nah. I ain't say that.
Yeah, you did.
I ain't never said nothing about no Bricks my whole career, Charlamagne. You tripping.
What was the lyric?
You can go back. We can bet some money.
Don't play
if
with
If I said
me,
something about
it.
Some bricks, I give you a $1 million check right now.
Front your brick brother. You used to front your big brother. That's what you said. You ain't say bricks. You just said front you.
I didn't know a big brother. I helped put... You know what I'm saying? I helped... You know what I mean? It was right. A bun. You know what I mean? Back in the day, I helped out.
Right. So you know Gotti and his family, yeah.
Man.
I mean, they had a good relationship to start with, and then things went left.
Really? Don't none of that even matter to me. Just like, don't end. Bulletproof April 1st, we shutting the streets down. We shutting the streets down April 1st. Bulletproof.
The street we is still on,
the streets down.
You can smell always. The street on Dolph. Dolph don't want to think. Dolph is like, man, look, man.
Always.
I ain't trying to get caught up in nothing.
But I thought we heard Black Youngster, he went at you hard, and then he came back and said he was wrong. He apologized. So I thought it was going in a good direction.
Oh, yeah.
I guess not.
Shout out to them boys over there. Mm. I rock with them. You know what I'm saying? I like what they doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they from the city. Everything else, I ain't got nothing to do with.
Right. You think that y'all could ever, like, just come together, make some music, rep for the city?
I can't speak on that right there right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, what about Gucci? He played a big role in your career, it seemed like, right now. Does he ever give you any advice?
Right now, or he has?
He has, yeah.
Yeah, when you got... When you got any artist that come in, like, and you done came up, like, kind of, you came up on their music, and you jump in the same game, or, like, anything, like, you jump in something, and it went from you being a fan of theirs to, you in the same profession, and y'all get to working together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's always special. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Man, Gucci was like, he like, man, every major artist done tried to sign you, mm-hmm. you ain't signing nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, everybody looking at you, they saying, why you ain't signing nobody? You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, it ain't nothing that you can't go get. It ain't nothing you can't go buy. But you just had another baby. He like, you blessed. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? He like this Gucci man talking to me, telling mm-hmm. me this. He like, bro, you getting 40s and 50s a show. He like, bro, majority of all these major artists, before they were even getting 7,500 a show, they were signed probably once or twice. Like, you right, bro.
And Gucci done went through it. You know what I mean? Like, Gucci done went to hell and back.
Yeah,
like just, I mean, just to even still be here, and like you see him, you can tell, like, total change as a person.
That's what you gotta do, though. Like, in anything you win, you gotta change. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything, all the sidetracks and all that, like, it won't get the best of you.
Now, you had a lot of great songs that we love to hear in the club.
Yeah, I know what the hottest song in the club is right now, though.
What's the hottest song in the club?
Don't Play With Me.
What's the hottest song in the club?
Don't Play With Me. That's the name of the song.
Don't, oh, I said
that's the name of the song.
Oh, Don't Play With Me.
Yeah. Drop that thing in the club, see what it do.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Dolph continue to grow, man, because I love when the artists are still fresh out the streets, so they talk like they don't want to get indicted. And
he remains the same, man.
Yeah, two, 3 years later.
Hey, I've been out the streets. I've been out the streets so long. Hey, I'm comfortable, like super comfortable. I don't know. I'm just living life right now. You just don't know, Charlamagne.
I see it.
You come from where I come from.
I see like, you shining, Dolph. Okay.
Nah, I ain't talking about that.
You like doing interviews? Or are you like,
Not really.
Yeah.
Because it feel like interrogations, don't it? It feel like you in that damn police station. And
it also feel like you answer the same questions over and over again. Especially when you just been through something that's very public. You know when you get in and the first thing they're going to do is, so what happened?
I ain't tripping because if I don't want to talk to the person or if I don't want to do the interview, I ain't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Dolph been there like what, twice?
Twice.
Yeah, every time you come, people they put you heavy on, they be like hitting us up. Oh, y'all got Dolph up there. So it's always happy that
they were definitely asking us, when are y'all gonna get young Dolph on there? So we're glad that you came through.
Did it. No, y'all my fault, man. I had to come over here. Mm-hmm.
If you wanna leave a little something for us too, man, a little change.
What you want
me
to
do?
What you want me to
do?
What you want me to
do?
What you want me to do? What you want me to do?
I always tell Charlamagne, if he was a woman, he'd be the biggest bird.
I'm the uncle in the hood. See, hey, man, come in that few. You over there shining.
And I have a problem with this double standard because Charlamagne does that. And somehow he gets money. Now, imagine I sat in here like, so you're going to
leave. They'd be looking at you a certain way.
Right. Why don't we look at him like that?
I don't know. What you want me to leave, Charlamagne?
Don't leave him nothing.
Whatever you can spend.
Don't leave him nothing.
She said I'm leaving you nothing.
Don't leave him nothing.
Nothing.
No, he don't deserve it.
You can spend, dog.
This guy's a bird. You're a bird, man. There you have it. Young Dog, the album's out this Saturday. Make sure you get it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Don't ever come to me.
That was Party Next Door with Come See Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Bless, man. Listen, we got to protect Mary J. Blige at all costs, too, by the way. Just want to throw that out there. She's a national treasure, damn it.
She definitely is. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kendrick Lamar.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, hopefully you guys haven't missed this yet, but if you just woke up and somehow didn't see, yesterday Kendrick Lamar's new song, Humble, was released along with a video. Mm-hmm. Now, the visuals are incredible. It's Kendrick as Jesus at the Last Supper. Also, there's a lot of visuals of women that are natural, kind of showing you don't Photoshop yourself. Let's see your real stretch marks, your real face, mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah, a lot of plastic surgery shaming.
It was actually Photoshop.
It is plastic surgery shaming because I saw people tweeting out pictures. For whatever reason, they kept tweeting Nicki Minaj saying, damn, Nicki. I'm like, what?
What?
Yeah, no, he was just talking about just love how you look and stop filtering yourself right. and stop Photoshopping things.
Photoshopping shaming.
Yeah, Photoshop
Instagram
shaming.
Filter shaming.
It was Instagram filter okay. Photoshop shaming. Nothing mm-hmm. wrong with a good filter, though. Well, that video in the first 90 minutes on YouTube actually got nearly 500,000 views, and that album will be released April 7th. But, of course, people are talking. Who is Kendrick Lamar going at? People feel like he's going at Big Sean. Now, nobody, he has not yet commented, and Dave Free already posted no interviews on his page on Instagram, so don't even try to get Kendrick to sit down and tell you what he means. But here's a little sampling if you haven't heard it.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke put a baby in the spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Bitch. Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Sit down.
I'm here for a Big Sean, Kendrick Lamar rap battle. I don't know if they really are throwing subliminals at each other. I don't read that deep into it. I just like boss.
Me neither.
Well, they felt like Big Sean took some little jabs at Kendrick on No More Interviews also.
I didn't hear those either, but whatever.
All right. Well, if there wasn't a problem before, I'm sure social media will create one.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. That's a great rap battle. I don't know why y'all sleep on that little big head boy from Detroit, but that little big head boy from Detroit got bars.
Who sleeps on him? Nobody sleeps on
him.
Man, that
boy. People act like Big Sean can't rap. All he do is make songs. Big Sean is a lyricist.
He can spit.
Well, I think there's something great about being able to make great songs, too.
As a lyricist.
Because there's a lot of people who are lyricists that can't do that.
Yeah, but people act like Kendrick. I mean, Kendrick is a top-tier lyricist. Don't get me wrong, but so is Big Sean.
All right, now Kim Kardashian is saying that she wants to undergo uterine surgery because she wants to have a third child. She wants to get pregnant again.
Okay.
And here's what happened on the show.
Wait, should I try to change my surgery? I have to go in and prepare my uterus. Because I decided I'm going to try to have one more baby. I mean, I have to...
Wait, so what surgery are we having?
I have to have a surgery on my uterus to kind of repair this hole. So they need to, like, clean that out, and then there's, like, scar tissue. It'll still be, like, a really high-risk pregnancy. Just, I would be able to get pregnant.
All right. Well, they put everything out there, don't they, those Kardashians? Mm-hmm. We don't know what's real and what's not. And Kevin Gates, he was released from prison in Florida, but he ended up having to go turn himself in Chicago. He had less than 24 hours of freedom in between. So I don't know how long he's going to end up in Chicago, but he had an outstanding warrant for his arrest because he failed to appear in court twice on a separate gun case from 2013. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Up next, we're doing a Mary mix. Let me know your favorite Mary joint.
Protect Mary J. Blige at all costs. She is a national treasure, a cultural icon. She needs a statue in this culture.
800-585-1051. We're going to start the mix off with Mary's newest joint featuring Kanye West. It's called Love Yourself.
She's a walking memorial. Okay?
Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been-